Hello.
That was absolutely pathetic, everybody. I'm like, is anyone here? Good morning. Yes, let's wake up. That's good. Okay, we want to be awake, right? Okay, Philippians chapter 4. And I'm going to read two verses in Philippians 4. And if I were to put a title over this message, it's very simple. Don't worry, pray. Don't worry, pray. And the reason that the Lord put this on my heart, there was something else I was going to speak on. And just the last couple of days, the Lord took me here. We're thinking of the students that are leaving. And that was, I know that's a focus this morning, and there's going to be prayer on that, and I was told to keep the message shorter, and I'm going to attempt to do that. So that's why I'll keep looking at my watch. But I was thinking about, okay, the students, it was going to be something specific to them and to the parents, but I thought, you know, there's a lot of people here that are not in that situation. So this is broad. This covers it all. If you're a student going away, and there's concerns, and there's, you know, worry and a little bit of anxiety, what's going to happen if you're a parent and you're sending your kids away, and what's that going to be like, and what's going to happen, and a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of nervousness there, that's for you, and it's for all of us. Because I'm sure in this room, if I said, how many of you never, ever, ever worry about anything, that's probably, I don't know if anyone would put their hand up. Maybe someone would, maybe a couple would, but I think most of us would probably raise our hand and say, sometimes I worry about things. So the two verses are verses 6 and 7. I think a lot of you will know that already. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. I'm reading from the New King James. I know the translations are really different on this, but in the New King James, it's put this way: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let me just pray quickly. Father, I just ask that you would speak out of your word this morning, that you would speak to each one of us here. I think of the students. I think of the parents that are saying goodbye to their kids going away to school, and we pray specifically for them. But we pray that all of us, there'd be something here for all of us out of your word this morning, and just guide my words and speak through your Holy Spirit to all of us in Jesus' name. Amen. So very simple. Don't worry, pray. The opening phrase here in verse 6, be anxious for nothing, or literally, and some of you I think will have a translation that puts it this way, don't worry about anything. So that's it. That's easy. It's all over. We don't worry about anything. That's just so simple, isn't it? And it is and it isn't, right? It is simple, and here's the truth that's put before us, but the problem is, and I'm guilty of this often, there are still things that I worry about and get anxious about and what's going to happen. So this is a real thing for a lot of us. A lot of us struggle with this. In fact, there are some people that anxiety is almost like a crippling thing, to the point where there are people that take medication for it, and I'm sure in a room like this there are people that are, and anxiety can grip us and it can fill our hearts, and for some maybe it's just a season that we go through, for some it's an ongoing struggle, but it is a reality for a lot of us that we struggle with anxiety and fear, and so this is a real thing, and it's not so easy just to turn the switch off, because I'm a person that tends to worry, and my wife says stuff like this to me, just change the channel. Change the channel. Okay, so I just get the clicker and I change. I'd love to be able to do that, but if you're someone that sometimes worries and get anxious about things, you know how hard it is just to change that channel. It's like it's there, and I try to get rid of it, and it keeps coming there, and maybe through the day, and then I lay down at night, and I can hardly sleep because this thing just pops into my mind, and it's going over and over and over and over again. So some of you can relate with that. So those of you that have spouses that say, change the channel, okay, you love them, right? And it's great. If you could just change the channel, then change the channel. That's cool. But for some of us, it's not so easy just to change the channel. This is not just don't worry, be happy. Remember the song? I'm not going to sing it, all right? But a lot of you, if you're old enough, you will remember that song. And it was popular and it was catchy, right? And it was one of those catchy songs and good ideas in it, right? And don't worry, be happy. But kind of that comes out of almost this fatalistic attitude. And that's not what we're talking about here. This is not just fatalism saying, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, so what? We're not going to worry. We're just going to be happy. We're going to have a great time. Doesn't matter what happens. That's not what Paul is getting at here, or the Spirit of God is getting at here. In other words, there is a way to handle the worry problem. And there is a way to handle the anxiety problem. More than just, although changing the channel is a great thing, but more than just don't worry, be happy. There's a way that we should deal with that. And so the issue is that we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to be serious about praying. But in everything, I like these words that are like extreme words. Be anxious for nothing. Like there's not one thing that I should cause worry or fear, but it does, and I get it, and I recognize it, but it shouldn't. But in everything, every circumstance, every situation, we're to pray. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, there are three words in there having to do with praying, three kind of elements of prayer. The first one is the word prayer itself, by prayer. That word, if you look at the root of that word, it is the idea of worship. So when I think about this, and it is praying, but again, you trace the root of that word in the original language, and it goes back to worship. And so I want you to think about it this way. If we're going to pray in a way that we're going to deal with the problem of our worry and our anxiety, we need to come before God in a worshipful attitude. And as we come before Him with this idea of a will surrendered to Him, because worship is I'm surrendering to Him. And so I'm surrendering myself to Him, and I am, brothers and sisters, going to surrender that circumstance to Him that is overwhelming to me. It is surrendering to His will. I often think of, when I think about that, I think of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. As He faced the most agonizing thing, and on a level that we can't even begin to understand, we're going to think maybe a little bit about that later on, the suffering of the Lord Jesus and what He went through. And He's facing that, and He knows what's going to happen. He knows exactly what is going to happen. But you remember He prayed that the Father would take that cup away from Him. And then what did He say? Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. He was surrendered to the will of the Father. There is an element of worship, surrender, yielding when we pray like this. And I'm convinced if we don't pray like this, we're not going to get to the place where we're going to be able to let go of the worry and the fear and the anxiety that sometimes cripples us in our life. So it's worship. It's getting before God. And just like we were singing earlier, behold our God, to think this is my God. This is my God. Ken mentioned, I can't remember the phrase that he used, but he's a large God, and He can handle things. And this is where worship comes in. Then there's supplication. My translation uses the word supplication. That is a request. That is a petition. And the last part of the verse says it's okay to ask, and it is okay to ask. And there's nothing wrong with coming to God with that burden or that concern or that anxiety, whatever it is, big or small, and bringing it to Him and say, God, this is bothering me. I'm struggling with this. I'm worried about this. I'd like You to take this away. Jesus literally prayed that in the garden, didn't He? But maybe the Lord won't take it away, but it's okay to ask, and we come before God with whatever that thing is that we're struggling with, and we bring it before Him. But we come with a spirit of worship and surrender to Him, but we give it to Him. We want to put it in His hands, and then I love this phrase, with thanksgiving. There's the third element in praying. Sometimes just that element of praying changes our whole perspective, doesn't it? This thing that seems so big, so difficult, so whatever it is, just think, being thankful, getting into the presence of God and starting to think of all the blessings that God has given to me. Sometimes that's all I need to change my perspective, to shift my mind from being self-focused to being God-focused and thankful for everything He has done for me. There's a song that we used to sing years ago. It's been a long time since I've sung it. Count your blessings. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. And I can't remember how it all went, but it will surprise you what the Lord has done. It's so true. And so all these elements here, prayer in a worshipful attitude, surrendered, supplication, asking, and leaving it with God, and then being thankful and thinking of the blessings and focusing on the blessings that God has given to us. And then it says, let your requests be made known to God. With that kind of spirit and attitude, this is the way to handle the worry and the anxiety, whether you're a student going out, whether you're a parent letting go of your kids, whether you're someone who's struggling with whatever issue might be weighing on your heart right now, let your request be made known to God. Give your worry and your anxiety to the Lord. You say, that's easy. For you to say, yeah, it is this morning, but I'm going to get tested, I'm sure, this week with something that's going to cause me to worry. And in that moment, I'm going to have to do exactly what I'm telling you to do this morning. Give that worry and that concern to God. It's like God would say through Paul here, and in so many places in the Word of God, and it came out in the opening this morning, Ken talked about it, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's like God would say to us, trust me. Just trust me. I'm a good father. I'm a loving God. Would we question the heart of our God, the love of our God for us? And as a good father, he says, trust me, trust me. I know you don't understand this. I know you think this is a big deal, what you're facing. And it is from your perspective, but understand that I'm bigger than all of that. And I can handle all of that. So this summer, we were at Galilee Bible Camp a lot. And there was a week that my son-in-law was speaking at boys camp. We had three of our grandkids here, and they're here with us this morning. And little Riley Grace wanted to go fishing, my little four-year-old granddaughter, and I took her out fishing one day, and I literally is like, Lord, please, like, help her to catch a big fish. So, just praying. Anyway, we went out. Anyway, she caught three big fish, and it was just like God was just so good. But anyway, we get out there, and there was one fish that she got on, and I grabbed my phone, and I started recording what was going on. And I had no idea when I was recording that, and it was a kind of a rough video, but I had no idea how powerful to me the message would be in what I watched happen as she caught that fish. And I could play it this morning, but I thought, no, I don't want to complicate things anymore, but let me just tell you what happened. I'm filming her, and her rod is wrapped around, and the line's going out, because this is a great big bass on the end of the line, and the whole time she's going, I need you, I need you, I need you. I need you. Like she must have said, I need you about 10 times. And she's panicking because the rod is going and she's like this. And I got this picture of her holding on and she's desperate and she's afraid. And the whole time, you guys, the whole time my hand is on the rod. The whole time. And I'm saying, it's okay. It's okay, Riley. You're doing great. You're doing good. Just keep reeling. I showed that twice at camp this summer when I was speaking in different situations. Because to me, it speaks so powerfully in a simple way of when in our lives things seem so big and so out of control. And in her little world, it was like, this is out of control and this is a terrible thing. And in my world, I'm sitting there going, this is awesome. This is really good. Like, she's got a big fish and it's great. And it's like, and I know I've got my hand on the rod. It's going to be fine. And it's like, the whole time when I'm saying, it's okay, what am I saying? Trust me, trust me, trust me. And God says to us in our fear and anxiety and our worry, trust me, just trust me. And sometimes we're like little Riley, I need you, I need you. It's like, where are you, God? Where are you? And the whole time it's like God's got his hand on the whole situation. And he says, trust me. I think of the disciples in the boat. At the core of anxiety and doubt is a lack of faith. And I think of them in the boat in the storm, and Jesus is sleeping. Don't you love that story? He's asleep, and they're terrified, and they're panicking. Like my little granddaughter's like, God, where are you? What are you doing, Jesus? Why aren't you doing something about this? And you remember what Jesus does. He stands up, and he simply speaks to the wind and the waves, and they stop. It just stops. And then you remember what he said to the disciples? Where is your faith? And I used to think that maybe Jesus said it this way, where is your faith? Like, come on, you know, smarten up. But I don't think so. I think maybe, and I mean, I don't know, we don't know how he said it, but I tend to think he maybe said it this way. Where is your faith? Out of love for them, trust me, trust me, trust me. When we bring things to God in an attitude of worshipful prayer, surrendered to him, making that request, being thankful and grateful for everything we have, and we put it in the hands of the Lord. You come to verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we surrender that to him, when we give it to him, God guards our hearts and our minds. Literally means to keep or protect. It's like literally like a military guard. That's the picture around the mind. God will protect the mind when we yield that thing to him and we give it to him. And it surpasses all understanding. It doesn't make sense practically. Some of the things that we face, some of the challenges in life, the call us to faith, call us to trust God on a logical level, on a level of reason, on a level of the intellect, the way we would sort it out. It's like, this doesn't make sense. People may even question what you're doing, but I'm trusting God in this circumstance. It surpasses all understanding. And God, when we surrender that fear and the anxiety, that worry, whatever it is to Him, He keeps our hearts and minds. And it's something we just can't understand how He does it, but He does it when we surrender it to Him. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do this morning. I see believers sometimes Jackie and I, in our ministry, we get involved with people that are just going through so much. And it's just like, we just stand back and think, how can they even handle? Well, they can't, right? It's God who gives them the strength, and it's God who gives them the grace, and it's God who walks with them. And some of these people are overwhelmed, and then you meet those people who are going through incredible trials as people of God, and there's this incredible peace in their life, and it's okay, and there's peace even as they face that trial. I have in my hand a bookmark that you're not going to be able to see, but it's a bookmark from a memorial last summer that I officiated at in August in Peterborough for a young man who had a brain tumor, godly young man. If I were to think of an ideal character for a Christ likeness, it would be Jordan, this young man. And in his late 20s was diagnosed with a brain tumor that they knew would take his life eventually. The doctor said at the most he's going to get 5 years, and the Lord gave him almost 5 years. And before his 32nd birthday, he had died of this brain tumor. Godly young man, wonderful wife, 2 little children, and the Lord took him. And we visited with them a few times as they were going through that trial, obviously, actually several times, quite a few times we visited with them over those years. And the thing that was so remarkable about Jordan, and it wasn't that he wanted to die of cancer, and it wasn't that he was okay with it, and he did struggle at times, but there was this incredible peace in this young man. Incredible peace. In fact, on the back of this bookmark, it says, "Forever in our hearts," and it says, "After gracefully fighting brain cancer for 5 years, Jordan was called home to heaven. Jordan was a calm, quiet, and gracious man who loved his family and his Lord," and that is so true. "He lived his life with steadfast faith without complaint. And I can honestly say in our visits, I never heard him complain." It was kind of like, if this is God's will, and he spoke that directly to us, if this is God's will, and God has a purpose in this, I just want God to be glorified and for him to work in it, that he will, and it says, "He will lovingly be remembered for his gentle demeanor, playful smile, an infectious laugh." You see, that's where the peace of God surpasses all understanding, right on that level. Facing literally death itself, we can have peace with God when we are surrendered to Him. Now, that is a huge thing. Kids leaving home is a big deal too. And there's all those fears and anxieties, and them going and facing a new environment, there's fears and anxieties in that too, but our God is bigger than all of that. Right? And it's like whatever fear, anxiety we might be, whether it's that or whether it's some other issue in your life that you're struggling with, I want you to think of that picture of my little granddaughter panicking, and I've got my hand there on that rod, and God, it's like God would say to us, "You know what? It's okay. I've got my hand on the whole thing. You trust me. You trust me. You put this situation in my hands, and you watch how I will take care of them in that situation." May God encourage us in this morning.